Well, at least the rooster doesn't have any sniffles. Woo! Welcome to In the Garden at Rosie on the House, the Flu Zone. We're all about that. We're operating at about 50% capacity, but we're here, and we're here for you. Mike, Reish, and Pete are here to make sure all the buttons are properly dialed in, pushed, and connected so that your voice, your phone call, makes it to us. You call us at 1-888-767-4348. Ask us your question, anything having to do with the landscape and gardening in this hour with Mr. John J. Harper. We'll get your question answered up in one of the driest Januaries on record in the state of Arizona. Tell us what your landscaping and planting dilemmas might be. Bring us your anxieties, worries, concerns, or problems, and we'll solve them all. 1-888-767-4348. My daughter, Julia, will take the call, find out where you're calling from, your name, and your question, and we'll get you on air with John Jay just as quick as we can. Open lines now. That's always the early bird signal clue tip of the week. Call in early. We'll get you on. Calls load up, and all the lines light up quickly, and then it gets a little bit hard to get in. All you hear is dial the busy signal. So, John Jay, thanks for coming in this morning. You're looking pretty good and pretty healthy, huh?
Just allergies, but I think it's the gunky air. And
we didn't know if Julia was going to make it in today. Jennifer's down. She's not here. Romy?
I did get this is the first year I've ever gotten a flu shot, and I think I'm glad I did.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I guess the school system is wiped out right now.
It's rampant.
They kept saying no flu this year, no flu this year.
Until this last week. Yeah. It hit. It's here.
Dodged it so far. Thank you, Lord.
Keep wiping stuff off.
Oh, man.
Wash your hands. Lysol.
Everything. Absolutely everything.
Stay outside in the garden. How's that?
Stay outside in the garden.
Get out of the house.
Don't go to the office, right? Take a week off. Don't go to school. Don't go to the office.
Well, I worked in my yard yesterday afternoon, took the afternoon off. Oh, my gosh, was it nice.
Very nice. That little cloud cover just
was 70 degrees and kind of overcast, so it was just absolutely perfect, you know.
I was on the phone with someone, and they were driving in their car on the Beltway in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
7 degrees.
Nice.
And
deserve it.
I witnessed by phone them smashing into the car in front of them.
Oh, did you really?
Yes.
Is that Mr. Wilder?
Yeah.
Is he okay?
Yeah.
Or was the last thing he was?
Oh man. Well, I can't say what he said, but his Beamer has a boo boo.
Whoopsie.
You want to see something else?
He said, and he was talking about Arizona real estate. He says, Rosie, I'm driving the Beltway right now. It's nothing but a sheet of ice. It's 7 degrees outside. It's miserable. I'm so sick of living here. He says, find me some real estate. Boom.
And it's not just D.C. Where would you guess that picture is, Dad?
I don't know.
Any idea where that picture is?
White. Texas, maybe?
Baton Rouge. You're close. That's Madison's backyard.
Yeah, they were having ice storms in Austin and places like that. So we are not getting moisture that we desperately need, but we are sure basking in some beautiful temperatures, which probably is helping Arizona real estate as people in Chicago and Washington D.C. try and get home. Or
if we had all this weather here, you'd hear everyone complaining about, well, I moved out here to get away from all this.
Yeah. I bumped into Wynn Holden the other day, just yesterday. And if you haven't sent your annual subscription of Arizona Highways to all your family and friends back east, it's not too late to do it.
Yeah.
Contact Arizona Highways and send them an annual subscription. Arizona. I guess I send, I don't know, 13 or 14 gift subscriptions every year.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a great gift idea.
Yeah, it is a great gift idea. I get lots of thank yous for it. People call. I don't hear from all year, and then one issue will come out that's extremely spectacular. They'll call and they'll say, man, thanks for sending that magazine. We really love it, and it gives me an opportunity to visit with an old friend.
There you go. I like that.
And they're all shopping for Arizona real estate.
Good. Good deal.
All right. Nice. Arizona real estate, your garden.
And, you know, the topic of the show this week for the whole show is kind of leading up to Super Bowl with, I suppose, there's, you know, other than Christmas, there's probably more surround sound, and that dates me just saying that, right? But TVs and, you know, the big screens and making sure you're going to have this, you know, all for one what by and large generally ends up being a pretty crappy football game.
More times than not. I can remember more bad ones than good ones.
And anyway, so what can we talk about in the garden that perhaps has some technological undertones to it? Well, as we get towards the end of January, and especially with this year with the warmer weather, people are getting a little antsy about, getting out and planting some of the early stuff like tomatoes and peppers and all those kinds of things. Well, this isn't technology necessarily, but I would suggest if you're going to cheat a little bit and plant early that you get some frost cloth. And we do it. It is an innovation in the last few years to have these thin slate type products. You don't have to use a big old heavy blanket or burlap. When I first got in there, we covered everything with burlap. Talk about nasty stuff to handle, especially once it got wet.
Wet, yeah.
So a thin slate. You mentioned you had a new irrigation controller at the, or needed a new irrigation controller.
Need one bad.
This is a great time.
Are you offering?
I'd be happy to send somebody over and sell you one and mount it. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. And so a great time to look at your irrigation controller, and you probably should be watering a little bit. It's not hot, but it's very dry. So if you have a winter lawn particularly, it should be getting watered again. It's kind of ironic. We had a very, very wet end of November and a very wet December. In fact, a record-breaking day in December for the amount of rainfall. Now here we're going to break a record for a dry January. So turn the controllers back on. Get your irrigation watering. Look at your timer. Is it keeping the proper time? Is it on the proper date? Maybe it's an antique like the one I have, and you really do need to upgrade it, because you can save water with these new controllers just in the way that they work and the flexibility that they give you. They even have smart controllers that, they measure the amount of humidity in the air, and they won't turn on unless they need to. So there's some great technology when it comes to irrigation systems. There's some great technology when it comes to lighting and sound systems in the outdoors now.
Oh, yeah.
So making, the trend is to really expand your living space. And really, there's probably per square foot not a more economical way to expand your house, your square footage, than by going outside. By putting some pavers down, by creating an outdoor kitchen or an entertaining area, a fire pit, lighting, sound system. Maybe you want that. I scoffed at this, but I probably enjoy my TV that's on my back patio. Just, last Sunday I was watching, listening to the playoff games as I was doing my yard work. In the summertime, I will literally sit in my pool and watch Diamondback games. So, it's a great way to increase the quality of your lifestyle by adding some technology, like you're going to talk about TVs and stereo systems and lighting, into your landscape, having it designed the right way so it's, not stuck way out in the back corner of your yard where it's, maybe a long, hot walk to get to it on hot pavers or something. But, so take some time and input and get some help and redesign that outdoor living space.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Aaron and Gilbert is first on the line. Good morning. How may we help you?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I kind of blame myself. I'm missing the boat this year. I have several... I have a small backyard, and I have several weeds coming through, both rock and grass. Just wondering what I can throw down. I know it's a little late, so I just need some advice.
Well, that's one thing this warm last week or two has done is just the weeds, the moisture, all that moisture we got, a month or so ago, and then you take the 70-degree weather, 75-degree weather, and the soil's warmed up, and boom, you have a carpet of green everywhere now. Of course, it's too late to use pre-emergent on those weeds, the ones that are up. I would suggest a combination of both, pre-emergent that will keep any more from coming up should we get some late winter rain. And of course, then, do you have this in gravel? Are these weeds in rock?
Very, very close to each other. I only have maybe a 4-foot border of rock around my grass, and then you come to the wall. It's not a very big backyard.
Okay, well, in the rock areas, if you have a lot of weeds and grass, you can use something, with glyphosate in it, like High Yield Kills All, Bonide makes a product, of course, Roundup. the non-selective type weed and grass killers will work fine in the grass or in the rock to kill the grass and the weeds.
Be an excellent opportunity right now to contact your pre-emergent supplier and get on their list.
If you're having a service that applies it, yes, because the next application, really, if we would, he said he missed the boat, and he did.
Yeah.
If you'd have applied this in the fall, then you would have prevented all of these weeds from coming up. If you will apply that pre-emergent coming up in the spring, so February, March, April, then those monsoon rains, when they hit, you'll prevent a lot of those summer and late spring weeds, especially spurge, from coming up.
Especially. If you're looking for a pre-emergent service, we have one, Rosie Certified, in the Phoenix metro area, Scottsdale Weed Control, 480-941-9471, Scottsdale Weed Control.
You had mentioned all the perfect, the moisture, the dryness following it, the temperature is a perfect climate for weed growth. I'm getting a feeling that this is the next 3 months is going to be like 2 years ago as it related to ficus. We couldn't go a week without three or four calls about frozen ficus. I don't think we're going to go from here to the end of spring without somebody saying, what am I going to do with all these weeds? Because a lot of people didn't do the pre-emergent, busy, preoccupied, didn't get around to it. I bet a lot of it, people are sitting in their garage looking up the pre-emergent. Hey, gosh, I should have put that down. I bought it home. I had good intention.
Doesn't do much good on the shelf.
It's so so dark by the time you get home. And then weekends, you got other commitments, priorities. So, yeah, I think weeds are going to be a hot topic.
When you have those blisters from the hula ho on your hand, you'll remember to use the pre-emergent next time, won't you?
It's Rosie on the House. If you'd like to get on, it's 1-888-767-4348.